And we're good to go. This is live radio at its best as Tribe Skipper Terry Francona now joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona, 2013 American League Manager of the Year. So congratulations on that. I know it's old news,
but it gives me a chance to brag on your organization, which I enjoy because that's exactly what that is. And you get to talk about the front office and the baseball ops guys and the trainers and the clubhouse guys, and especially the players and coaches. So it gives me a chance to brag.
But rings are more important than plaques.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you get?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, we lived through, you know, a pennant race in September, and we basically had a lot of playoff games, and our guys responded. We got to the playoff game against Tampa. We embraced it. We lost. I was stunned at how much it stung. You know, I just, you know, you don't think about it because you're trying to win. And then when it's over, you know, I have a responsibility to go in there and talk to those guys. And it was so hard for me to talk to them because it hurt so much that I had a tough time doing it. And the reason it stung so much is because we cared about those guys so much and we were so fond of them, and it was over and we didn't want it to be over.
But Tito, that shows how far this team came last year, that it hurt. It stung,
oh,
as you said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're the type of team where we can't just throw the bats and balls out there and win. You know, we don't have the 100 RBI guy or 130 RBI guy and, you know, maybe a 20-game winner. Well, hopefully we do. But when we go out and play the game right, we give ourselves a chance to win. And I'm okay with that. And part of it is because that's the way baseball should be played. And I think we have guys that care enough about it where on day game after night game, they grind it out. They're conscientious. We make our mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But they try hard to do the right thing. So it's easy to be patient with this group.
So, Tito, where is the bar now for 2014? Having accomplished what you did last year, is anything less than another postseason appearance a disappointment?
You can't really say that before the season starts just because you don't know what's going to happen health-wise. I mean, if your entire rotation gets wiped out, you know, that those are things that are unforeseen. So we try not to get too big. I mean, our goal is to show up and try to do everything we do better than the other teams. And if you do that, okay, then the season starts, then you try to win the game you're playing. And then after that, you move on to the next day. When the season's over, you're pretty much where you deserve to be.
Tito, last year you walk in here, new facility, new team. You got to get to know guys. They need to get to know you. How different is it year two, having that comfort level?
It is different. I worked real hard last year in the offseason trying to get to know guys, but you're still, you know, you have a year in now and you're not introducing yourself. You're getting reacquainted. Everybody's happy to see each other. And I think it's easier to get more work done in camp because everybody knows what's expected. And again, there's some trust that's been built up with this group. And that doesn't mean they're going to back off, but it means we trust them. And they know what to do. They know what's expected. And I think we've actually gotten more work done.
What's the unexpected here in Goodyear? What are some battles that need to be settled, things that you're really keeping a close eye on?
Well, we try to keep an eye on everything, believe me. But, I mean, you know, we have Carlos Santana playing third base, and that's going to be a big decision. You know, we have a young third baseman in Lonnie Chisenhall that we think is going to be a really good player. He's 24 years old. So this is they're big decisions. The one thing we tell all the players is, you know, because this is the way they make their living, and the decisions we make – really affect them. So we promise them that we're going to be conscientious about it, we're going to be honest, and we'll do the best we can.
How about the fifth start in the rotation? How deep in the spring training do you anticipate that battle going before you make that decision?
It would depend on how long we need to go until we're certain that we think we're making the right decision. And a lot of times, even when you think you know, you wait because if there's an injury or something happens, you want to have a plan B. That's the best thing we can do in spring training is try to get a solid evaluation of everybody we have in camp because we know we're not just going to break with 25. We know we're going to call up more guys as the season progresses, and you want to have a good evaluation so you can call up the right guy.
Tito, we had Bobby D on yesterday. I was unaware of this stat. 49 guys dressed for the Indians last year. So it's not always just the 25 that break camp. This team really persevered last year. You've got to have depth in this roster and in this organization.
Every team. And that's what we told the guys in the first meeting. I said, look around the room. I said, last year, 49 guys found their way to the major leagues. And I said, in this room, there'll be a number close to that again this year. And again, it might not be on their timetable, but if you comply and you can help us, you'll find your way to Cleveland.
Tito, is there a guy or a couple of guys this year that you're looking for a breakout camp to say, hey, show me something? Is there a guy or two that you're really keeping an eye on?
I mean, we keep an eye on everybody, but I don't know that when you say breakout camp, if a guy has a good camp, that doesn't necessarily equate to a good year. You know, you look more – certainly we'd love to see everybody do great because it's that's what you're hoping for. But the season determines how guys do. That's a much better indicator of what kind of player a guy is.
Again, we're talking with Indians manager Terry Francona. Tim Elkhorn with you here in Goodyear, Arizona. Greg Bruce back in the studio. Any question for the Tribe skipper before we let him scoot?
Terry, this is a very busy time for you, of course, during the day for a couple of weeks here. But when they lock the gates later in the day, how do you take advantage of your downtime? Do you get any?
A little bit. And, like, you know, before we start games, we get out of here maybe 3-4 in the afternoon. So we have a little downtime. I played golf before we got started. But once we get started, the golf clubs, they go back in the closet and it's time for baseball. So I think we're all okay with that. I mean, we like showing up to the ballpark. You know, our staff likes each other. We all get along. We're here all day, but it's by choice. We don't have to stay here, but I think we like to.
Tito, I know you got about a minute or two left with me. You could probably take 10 minutes to answer the question, but yesterday, Major League Baseball, the rule change as far as the collisions at home plate, just your perspective on what they announced and how it will affect the game.
It wasn't quite as drastic as I expected. I think you have to read through it a couple times. They're trying to protect the catcher from the I think the word they use was egregious. I got to go look and see what that means. Thank you. Yeah,
but I think that's how
you violent collisions from the waist up, especially. We have a meeting today with MLB on the replay. MLB will be coming through here next week talking about some of the rule changes. I'll feel better because I know they'll explain them to us, and that'll ease the anxiety on my part.
That's going to be a long process, though, isn't it, just to kind of get to know it?
You know, it's interesting because they're going to be so meaningful. You know, the replay, we're not used to doing that. And when you've done it for a long time one way, these are such important calls that there is some anxiety, sure. And we want to get to know it as quick as we can so we can handle it the best way we can.
How are you going to handle the replay? Will you have a guy down in the clubhouse kind of watching the game on a monitor?
Well, that's what we're still waiting to see. MLB is responsible to set up those stations. And so there's no advantage to any one team that has better technology, things like that. But this is all stuff we're learning on the run. Wow. And like I told you, the quicker we learn about it, the better we'll all feel.
There you go. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by.
Nice talking to you. Have a great stay.
You too. Tito Francona, Indian skipper, American League Manager of the Year in 2013, and, of course, just a wonderful, wonderful human being. If you don't like Terry Francona, obviously, you know, the guy is so genuine and so sincere. And, of course, all of our interviews from Goodyear, Arizona, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain. A great big thank you to Tito for stopping by. We'll take a quick time out. A lot more to come as our Wahoo Week coverage continues from Goodyear. Wahoo Week on AM 930, brought to you by University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. Back after this on WEOL.